why do you even need this stuff? You know, we don't even have this type of printer.
Store credit or cash?
Come on, dude.
How long was that break?
3 hours.
3 hours? Dude, this job is awesome.
No, it's not. It's bogus.
I have an easy job for you, Marty.
I'll get to it, Carol, but you know, I got a lot going on around here, so.
You can't just take someone's check and make it yours, man. It doesn't work like that.
There's like private surveillance cameras all over my place.
Don't call the cops. It's not necessary.
Call the cops.
Okay, here's the deal. Sometimes ultra-low budget filmmaking can hamper the look of a movie and keep it from shining. Other times, the homespun video look can be an asset. When it comes to Buzzard, the rustic and bare-bones delivery drives the point right home. Buzzard tells the story of a ne'er-do-well who barely gets by at his $9 an hour temp job with a bank. He spends his day avoiding work and running nickel-and-dime scams for any scrap of free money. When he fears he'll finally get caught for his petty crimes, he goes on the run. The scariest part of Buzzards is that I've known people exactly like the main character. Some folks just want something for nothing, but they still are incredibly lazy about achieving even the slightest advantage. The film is sardonically humorous at times, showing characters with great potential wallowing in their own mediocrity. You want to see the lead get caught and punished, but you also find yourself fascinated by his ability to skirt responsibility. The film would be hilarious if it didn't contain so much sad truth. Buzzard gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.